This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. You thought when I was not here yesterday, I won the lotto. I know you did, but Todd, you probably blew that secret. Told them that what
oh,
the deal
I didn't
was.
Oh, I had no way of knowing.
That's right. How would you know? I couldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome, folks. Big news, big news, big news. Last night's presidential debate didn't even make the front page of the newspapers. Yeah, just another debate, no big deal, because there was so much news going on in North Dakota. Bismarck Tribune headline, threat locks down BSC campus. Students recall search for safety and pat-downs. John's going to give us a recap on that here in a moment. Also, a teen suspect in custody. FBI receives Twitter alert of plan to shoot up the library. Man, scary day on the campus of BSC. We'll tell you about that. Another headline in the Bismarck Tribune, Burgum announces bid for governor. If unsuccessful, he'll go to the June primary. Fargo Forum headline, Burgum enters the governor's race. What else do we have for you here? Bismarck Tribune, Islamic State militants claim deadly attack in Jakarta. Let's see here. Morehead businesses pooling money to try and reignite fireworks. They canceled the long-standing fireworks show there in Moore. We told you about that earlier. And so there you got a little sense of the headlines out there. We have a busy program today for you, and we're going to cover a lot of those things. We will recap the presidential race. There was a cage match between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump on a really stupid issue in my mind. 6 minutes of the debate. But the debate, the back and forth was really good. Do you have cut one? And I'm sorry, not cut one. What was it, Todd? The short one of that? You ready to roll, Todd? We got a whole bunch of cuts here. We're just loading up and getting ready. Cut
came.
Three.
Just yeah. Came. So.
Oh, you just got it. Okay, so we'll play those cuts in here a little bit. We also have comments from Doug Burgum announcing his run for governor, doing so in a rather unique way in that he's running for governor as a Republican. Going to the convention, that's not unique, but he's basically saying, I'm not likely to win there, so I'll go right on to the primary. So you sort of, you know, lower expectations and go on from there. He also sort of demanded he had something up his sleeve if he didn't win in the primary. And I don't know what that could be, because you can't run as another candidate in the primary. Write-in? I don't know if that would work. But anyway, this will be interesting, and I want to talk a lot about that today. And I hope we, as North Dakotans, as folks interested in where our government is going, don't get too wrapped around our axle about all of this. You know what I mean? By that, I mean, just think of it this way. This is an important job for North Dakota. We get to make the decision on who we're going to hire. We, as North Dakotans, whenever you're looking to hire somebody, you want a lot of qualified candidates to pick from. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So I know there'll be a lot of active Republicans that'll be upset and nervous. And what about this? And he'll do that. Let's let it all play out. Now, that's not to say they should not all be asked very tough questions. They should be. So we're going to dig into that a little bit today. We have that and more coming up here on the program. What else? Oh, Freedom Friday. It's Freedom Friday. So we bring on a Constitution expert every Friday. We're going to talk about Article 5 of the Constitution today, and whether people can change the Constitution. That's one way to fix things that are going on right now. And I see that Jeb Bush's bad luck continues. He's being endorsed at this moment by Senator Lindsey Graham. So I don't know. He can't catch a break, that guy. Now he's getting endorsed by, I'm only kidding. He's a good member of the United States Armed Forces, and his service is admirable, and he does have some foreign policy credentials, but he's kind of goofy. And I don't know. Will that help? I'm not sure is what I'm getting at. Okay. Okay. The other big news today is the University of North Dakota has a new president. And he literally, at this very second, is making his way to the University of North Dakota, pulling a U-Haul, getting ready to move in and get behind the desk and lead that great institution. And we are blessed to have a couple of minutes to chat with him on the road. President Schaefer, it's nice to have you on the program. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm great. It's great to be with you.
President Schaefer, it's kind of cool I get to call you that now.
I woke up this morning and said good morning to the First Lady.
I love it. So what's this feel like?
Well, it's been fun. Yesterday I met with the University Senate and kind of outlined the direction of where we're going to go and things. And it was I came away just excited about the opportunity, Scott. I think the university, as you know, is a great institution. There's a lot of really good stuff going on. There's some bumps in the road that I feel very confident that we can straighten out. And I just think it's going to be a great 6 month period of time to get the university in shape for a new president to come in and take the university to greater heights.
So where do you begin? Like, do you have a sort of a 1-2-3 list?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say because it's so multifaceted. I've already kind of transitioned in. I've met with the president of the student body. I've met, as I said yesterday, with the university senate. I've met with all the vice president, a lot of staff. I've met with the budget committee. I'm working with the RFP committee for the selection of the firm that's going to design the logo. All those are going forward. But the three main points, I think, is they're for whatever reason, there's kind of a lack of morale on campus. We have to kind of deal with that. There's been a disconnect between the students and the administration. As you know, you've reported students counting signs to get rid of the president and, votes of no confidence and, those kinds of things. And so we have to get to the bottom of that, find out what that's all about between the students and the administration. And then there's some mistrust between the faculty and the administration. And I don't know if that is, based on the upcoming budget problems that are in place or if there's some kind of administration or procedure issues that we have to get to, which we will. And then, of course, there's the looming, not only $5 million budget shortfall, but there is also now, a theoretical cutback of funds from the state that we'll have to scare up some money for. So, that budget issue is probably going to be the strongest and biggest thing on the table because the chancellor is asking for that right away in February.
How about the issue of the nickname, the logo, the transition? There is obviously, with 80,000 individuals eligible to vote on that and only 20,000 taking part, some angst about the name that was ultimately selected and, unfortunate booing when the name's been used so far. How much of that will be on your plate?
A lot. I'm planning on engaging Scott very dramatically with the logo. But my senses or what I feel like is it has been bound up in process. And university in general, academia, likes process. It was bound up in the process, and they had meetings and the committees and, voting and all this and that. And somewhere along the line, I think we just lost some judgment, that you can put on the table. And I'm a branding guy. I came, up through consumer packaged goods, the building brands, adding value to brands. I know how to do that. I think there's a lot of uncomfortableness with the Fighting Hawks. It's not a name that just rolls off the tip of your tongue. It doesn't match anything in North Dakota, really. It's not a, connection with the state. And so we have to take that and build the value to that, to the institution, to the students, and to the community. And we're going to do that. I feel confident that we can do that. We can make that logo and nickname very meaningful in years to come for the university. It's going to take a lot of work, but it's my background. My private sector experience is with consumer goods and branding, and I will roll up my sleeves and be at those meetings and be engaged with the firm that's selected to do so.
Only have a half a minute left, but I have to ask you about this governor's race and the entry of Doug Burgum yesterday. What are you thinking?
Well, it sure makes things different and exciting. Doug's an outsider, kind of goes back to where I was. I was a business person seeking my first elected position as governor. He's got some interesting dynamics. Doug is he's got some tough stances on social issues. I'm not sure how that fits in with the Western North Dakota, especially these days. And he's going up against the people who are elected, who have strong, Wayne Stengem has 70% of the vote out there. Very popular individual, very popular office holder. He's done a great job for the state for 40 years. Public servant extraordinaire. And so it's going to be very interesting. I'm excited about it. I love the political structure, and Doug Burgum in the race really generates a lot of excitement there. And we'll see how the Republican Party starts this out. And I'm positive that at the end, we'll come out with a candidate that's going to be the next governor of North Dakota.
Ed Schaefer, President Schaefer. President Ed. There we go. We compromise because he usually says, call me Ed. So, and First Lady Nancy, God bless you on the travels up there. Thanks for joining us to chat today on What's on Your Mind. Exciting day for UND and the state.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale was different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the industry that is responsible for so many jobs, so many careers, right alongside helping to solve the challenges of this growth and all the things that are happening. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, or join them on Facebook. Join the fun. Hey, your Questions are welcome. Love you to call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Monday, I want to tell you, we'll be at the University of Mary. The Twins Caravan is coming. Tony Oliva is going to be in the house. And I know he's been on Twins Caravans before, but I can't get used to being in the presence of Tony Oliva. You know, I mean, I just can't get enough of it. I so amazing.
It's a great story.
Oh, it really is. It really, really is. I remember 87 and 91 Caravans, you know, and meeting, you know, Herbie and, you know, Puckett and all the guys who were part of that. And, you know, they're good guys. They're awesome. Danny Glad and everything else. But a guy like Tony Oliva, it's just, it brings me back to my childhood. It's incredible. He will be at the University of Mary along with a bunch of folks from the Twins team on Monday. And the event starts at 9 a.m., so get on up there. The students will go to church. You know, Martin Luther King Day, good day to take the day off, bring the kids, do something different. So that's Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be in Watford City. We get a sneak peek of the new high school in Watford City on Tuesday, so you won't want to miss that. And we have some fun planned for Energy Matters up there and a couple of days of shows, so it should be some great fun. Let me just say a quick word about Ed Schaefer. I don't know that there is a more respected public servant than Ed Schaefer. Just that true humility that really is amazing. And, you know, Ed could really enjoy himself right now and relax and take his sweet Nancy, around the globe. And to do what he's doing, he gave up a lot in contracts and everything else. Some people are grumbling about the pay. If I hear that in one story one more time, every president of every university gets that amount of money. Dean Brashani gets it, and, Bob Kelly got it. Come on. I mean, you get paid for work when you do that level of work. And in the case of Ed Schaefer, does he need the money? Probably not, but he gave up that amount of money in contracts and consulting things and everything else. So I applaud the fact that he's doing that, and we're lucky to have him. I think it's fantastic. But he's just a great, great leader, and the institution sadly needs a great leader right now to heal up. So I'm glad that he's there. I have a question for our audience. The big event of last night's debate was certainly Ted Cruz v. Donald Trump on the question of whether or not Cruz is eligible to run. We have the whole six-minute thing, and obviously anybody that saw it heard it. The rest of you are hearing this incredible buzz about it. Should I just play the whole thing on the program today? The next 10 people who call us can vote. A little insta-vote right here, a little insta-poll of what's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Just call Manny. He's a little lonely right now anyway. You know, has the Friday blues. Doesn't have a date tonight. You know, the poor guy is just...
Wait a minute now. Don't go throwing that into it.
I do have a date tonight.
Do you have a date? Oh, I guessed that. I shouldn't guess that.
Are you kidding me?
Friday night, Manny always has a date. What am I saying?
Tonight doesn't mean Manny doesn't have a date tonight. Come on now.
I actually said to my wife, honey, a little date night tonight. You know, maybe we'll go out and have a bite to eat or, you know, a little hors d'oeuvres and, you know... So I'm working on a date. I'm trying. But anyway, far be it from me.
Even in Mary,
I'm 31 with no kids. I'm going to party it up tonight.
There you go.
With no kids. Yeah.
Of course, God, he's been married how many years, and dating is still a tough thing to come by.
I actually managed to have my first. Marie and I were married when I was 37. So And by the way, I recommend it. I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, because. I had a lot of. I worked my tail off and had a lot of fun and everything else, and then I was able to say, no, I'm going to be a dad now. Of course, when I met Maria, she had Alex, who was 3, and Hannah, who was 1 from a previous marriage and unfortunately had ended, and it was a blessing for me. So it was really neat to be able to.
And see, Manny's those 6 more years of partying, and then he can settle down.
So, Manny, just get it out of your system and then go find, you know, the Mrs. Wright. And maybe tonight's the night you're going to find Mrs. Wright. We'll see. Anyway, Manny, up until tonight, is a little lonely. So call him at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Next 10 folks who call, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. All you need to say is play it, don't play it. And the question is the full grudge match, cage match, whatever you want to call it, over, you know, Ted Cruz's birth and whether he's eligible to run for president of the United States. Have the whole 6-minute thing here. Could have just played it actually rather than have fun with Manny.
You know, you spent 6 minutes explaining that.
Yeah, exactly. Call and let us know at 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd. We'll crunch you all in at 701-226-8503. Play it, don't play it. That's what you're saying. Yes, no. Okay? Simple as that. on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Text Todd, 701-226-8503. Manny taking the calls now. Okay. Todd, can you tell me what happened at Bismarck State College yesterday, please?
It all started with a tweet with the gentleman with a machine gun threatening to shoot up the library at Bismarck State College. FBI got word, got with local law enforcement. It went into lockdown at 11:30. They went building to building at that point, sweeping, trying to find the suspect. A situation which, of course, with several buildings can, in fact, will take hours. The suspect was arrested shortly after 4 o'clock, trying to leave Bismarck, was headed north on Highway 83. North Dakota Highway Patrol initiated a stop and took him into custody. At that point, the all-clear was given. Classes were canceled last night. Everything is back up and running normal today. But a 16-year-old male suspect taken into custody after a more than four-hour lockdown at Bismarck State College yesterday. There you go.
All right. Do we know he intended to harm someone?
Or don't really know yet.
Okay. I mean, interview him, find out if he's a disturbed young man or whatever.
That's kind of my question is this just some guy just trying to be, like, scary, clever kind of thing or something? Hey, look at me. I'm tough.
Like, for instance, did he have a machine gun? Or is that just tough talk?
That was the picture. The picture that he posted on Twitter was him with a machine gun.
Okay, but it was him. For sure it was him. It wasn't some picture he found online or something.
At this point, yes.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, okay.
Real easy in this day and age to Photoshop so many things that any one of us could easily... For all I know, Manning's right there putting a picture together saying, I'm tired of Todd Mitchell. We don't know how serious a threat this was, but obviously you have to take it seriously.
Of course. And I think they
played it by the book and they did it very well.
And that's terrorism. I mean, the people at BSC yesterday and people that had loved ones at BSC yesterday were terrorized, throw the book at them. I mean, it's a bad, bad deal. All right, before the break, and then we'll give you the poll results on the other side of the break and get rolling on the GOP debate, Doug Burgum, in as a candidate for governor. Why? He is, in this little exchange, a clip, I guess, explains why what he's bringing to this governor's race. Roll that, Todd.
That's every business I've ever been in because of competition and prices going down. That's where I've spent my life in technology. It's not about we raise price every year. It's about prices go down, we compete against free, and you got to figure out how to do more with less, become more efficient. Those are the skill sets that I have, and I believe that they have to be applied to every aspect of government, whether it's health and human services or whether it's, how long you stand in line to get a license at the DMV.
He said, I know I have the ability to change the trajectory of this state. And that raised ruffled a few feathers yesterday. In what he just said, what you heard, he's talking about competing in the software world where sometimes you have to compete against free. And so he's talking really more about innovation, I think, than anything. Your call's welcome today. Let's roll.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Best of the best in soybean and wheat research meetings will be held at Allura Center in Grand Forks on Thursday, February the 4th, and at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in Moorhead on Friday, February the 5th. Both meetings will begin at 8:30 and will conclude at 3 p.m. These meetings will review recent research findings on issues that impact soybean and wheat production in the region. Topics include soybean cyst nematode management, soybean diseases, the soybean research recap, systems approach to wheat management, application of fertilizers, a crop marketing and weather outlook for the coming season. Hands-on demonstrations are planned and are a signature part of the program. Participants get a chance to interact with the presenters and see live plant material, including soybean roots with soybean cysts. A noon lunch will be provided at each venue. There is no participation fee, but advanced registration is encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Elected president, no serviceman or servicewoman will be forced to be on their knees, and any nation that captures our fighting men and women will feel the full force and fury of the United States of America.
And we are back on What's on Your Mind. That was a big applause line, as it should have been. Donald Trump did a nice job on it too when he talked about it. That's disgraceful. I don't know. I was not here yesterday, Pat Finkin filling in for me, but I have to tell you that. I am still, haunted by the image of our armed forces, our soldiers on their knees in this case. I can't even believe it. And you got to believe some nefarious deal was. And these are the people. Thank you, Heidi Heitkamp, for voting for a piece of legislation or whatever that was to give those people money that are doing that. And then we have to kowtow to them. After this deal, it just incenses me. Does it you? Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and tell me at 800-228-0550. What do you think of Doug Burgum entering the race? What's your take on that? I gave mine a little bit with Pat Finkin yesterday. Did Pat disclose, by the way? I know Pat does this on occasion, which is good. But if he didn't yesterday, you should know that he does advise Wayne Stengem. We want to make sure you know when somebody is giving an opinion and they have a horse in the race, if you will. I don't. And we're going to be, very, very careful to be, hey, I want to hear from everybody. In my mind, we're interviewing a candidate, all of us, for a very important job. And there's more candidates here. Ask them tough questions. And we will and plan to. But, I want to make sure we're fair. I really do. So, and hold us to that if you don't think we are being. So I just wanted to make sure you had the disclosure on that. Okay, the poll ended up 11-4, so I guess we'll end up playing the whole works. We'll do that in a sec here, but we'll get to the phones. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I want your take on Doug Burgum entering the race and what it means, the presidential debate last night, what happened at BSC, anything that you have, the soldiers in Iran. I mean, whatever it is, let's have at it today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, on the BSC issue, okay, that picture. Was it an actual machine gun? Because a machine gun, they're big. They're huge. They're bulky. They typically have 100 to 200-round clips, magazines, or a backpack with 500 rounds in them. That is a machine gun. What did he actually use? Was it an AR-15, AK-47? Because those are not machine guns. They can be automatic rifles. They can be semi-automatic rifles, but they are not a machine gun. A machine gun is a weapon of war. It is big. It is bulky. There's lots of components to it. just I want to make sure you guys are using the correct vernacular when you're.
Yeah, I guess we could check that
what
out.
We were given. Right? Yeah, that's the vernacular we were given. So I guess I don't. You know,
that come from PD. They put that in the release.
Yes.
Time. So
this
my PD
from
question.
The FBI to the PD. So.
Tell you what we'll do, Chris, because we want to get an answer for our listeners. We'll take that picture, send it on to some of the. How about Bill's Gun Shop? We'll find somebody. We'll make sure we get it to him. Hunter Outlet up in the Thief River. We got a lot of ideas and have the answer on the air. But I got to say this. I don't think it matters, right? What he said, what he did. I don't know that whether it actually is a machine gun. It's a gun, and it's the terrorizing isn't the picture with him and the gun. That goes
actually,
back to the controversy over the yearbook. It goes to what he said he was going to do.
Well, the vernacular, though, that does play an actual issue because it goes into the whole stereotype that the left uses to try and badmouth guns and try and limit our Second Amendment. If all of a sudden, you know, if it's, say, an AR-15-style rifle or an AK-47-style rifle, and it's a semi-automatic, and you come out and you say it's a machine gun, that's playing right into the left's hands on using the wrong, incorrect vernacular.
I don't disagree. Get it right, but I don't think it removes any culpability on the part of this kid.
No, that it doesn't do.
Okay,
no,
all right.
I mean,
the
kid shouldn't have done it. Whatever his reasons behind it, whether he's a disturbed individual or he's just looking for attention, you know, what he did was wrong.
Got it. Appreciate the call, Chris. Jim in Fargo. Where did Jim in Fargo go? Well, we got to get to this cut, don't we? If we're going to get that in this segment. I want your reaction to the cut anyway. This is the talk of last night's debate. This is the grudge match, the whole thing between Ted Cruz and, with the question and the back and forth. Now, what I want you to do is listen carefully to the style, if you will, of back and forth. It's good. I'd love every debate to have more of this. The issue, to me, is dumb. It's really stupid. That's my take, but I want yours at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part today by My Pillow, National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. You get a 2-for-1 deal, 50% off on whatever you buy when you say, hey, that goofy Scott guy on the radio told me to call. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 10-year warranty. That's how sure they are. You're going to love this thing. And a 60-night money-back guarantee. Get every penny back from MyPillow. Okay, let's do this. Roll last night's big event between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. And tell me who you think won and what you think of this.
The U.S. Constitution says only natural-born citizens are eligible for the office of President of the United States. Stop me if you've heard this before. Now, you were born in Canada to an American mother, so you were and are considered an American citizen. But that fellow next to you, Donald Trump, and others has said that being born in Canada means you are not natural-born, and that has raised questions about your eligibility. Do you want to try to close this topic once and for all tonight?
Well, Neil, I'm glad we are focusing on the important topics of the evening. You know, back in September, my friend Donald said that he had had his lawyers look at this from every which way. And there was no issue there. There was nothing to this further issue. Now, since September, the Constitution hasn't changed. But the poll numbers have. And I recognize that Donald is dismayed that his poll numbers are falling in Iowa. But the facts and the law here are really quite clear. Under longstanding U.S. law, the child of a U.S. citizen born abroad is a natural-born citizen. If a soldier has a child abroad, that child is a natural-born citizen. That's why John McCain, even though he was born in Panama, was eligible to run for president. If an American missionary has a child abroad, that child is a natural-born citizen. That's why George Romney, Mitt's dad, was eligible to run for president, even though he was born in Mexico. At the end of the day, the legal issue is quite straightforward, but I would note that the birther theories that Donald has been relying on, some of the more extreme ones insist that you must not only be born on U.S. soil, but have two
parents born on U.S. soil under that theory, not only would I be disqualified, Marco Rubio would be disqualified, Bobby Jindal would be disqualified, and interestingly enough, Donald J. Trump would be disqualified. Because Donald's mother was born in Scotland, she was naturalized. Now, Donald,
but I was born here.
On the issue of citizenship, Donald.
Big difference.
On the issue of citizenship, Donald, I'm not going to use your mother's birth against you.
Okay, good. Because it wouldn't work.
You're an American, as is everybody else on this stage, and I would suggest we focus on who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief, because that's the most important question facing the country.
Mr. Trump, did he address that? Did you raise this because of his rising holdup?
Well, let me just tell you something, and you know because you just saw the numbers yourself. NBC Wall Street Journal just came out with a poll. Headline, Trump way up, Cruz going down. I mean, so you can't, they don't like the Wall Street Journal, they don't like NBC, but I like the poll. And frankly, it just came out. And in Iowa now, as you know, Ted, in the last three polls, I'm beating you. So, you know, you shouldn't misrepresent how well you're doing with the polls. You don't have to say that. In fact, I was all for you. There's a big question mark on your head. And you can't do that to the party. You really can't. Because now he's doing a little bit better. No, I didn't care before. It's true. No, it's true. Hey, look, he never had a chance. Now he's doing better. He's got probably a 4 or 5% chance.
All right, give me some trouble.
Well, Neil, the
fact is, there's a big overhang. There's a big question mark on your head. And you can't do that to the party. You really can't. You can't do that to the party. You have to have certainty. Even if it was a 1% chance, and it's far greater than 1%, because he wasn't born. I mean, you have great constitutional lawyers that say you can't run. If there was and you know, I'm not bringing a suit, I promise. But the Democrats are going to bring a lawsuit. And you can't, you have to have certainty. You can't have a question. I can agree with you or not, but you can't have a question over your head.
Senator, you want to respond?
Well, listen, I've spent my entire life defending the Constitution before the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'll tell you, I'm not going to be taking legal advice from Donald Trump.
You don't have to. Take it from Lawrence Trump.
Well, I'll tell you all.
Take it from your professor.
What I will
take
tell
it from
you
your
also,
own professor.
The chances of any litigation proceeding and succeeding on this are zero.
Wrong.
Now, Mr. Trump is very focused on Larry Tribe. Let me tell you who Larry Tribe is. He's a left-wing judicial activist Harvard Law professor who was Al Gore's lawyer in Bush versus Gore. He's a major Hillary Clinton supporter, and there's a reason why Hillary's supporters are echoing Donald's attacks on me.
He
because
is not
Hillary
the only one.
Wants
he
to
is
face
not
Donald
the only
Trump
one.
In the
there
general
are many
election.
Lawyers.
And I'll tell you what, Donald, you very kindly just a moment ago offered me the VP slot. I'll tell you what. If this all works out, I'm happy to consider naming you as VP. And so if you happen to be right, you could get the top job at the end of the day.
No, I think if it doesn't... No. I like that. I like it. I'd consider it. But I think I'll go back to building buildings if it doesn't work out.
Actually,
I have a feeling it's going
to
work out, actually.
That is hilarious, isn't it? And I thought very, very well done. Again, 6 minutes on an issue that means nothing to 99.9% of the American public, right? I mean, the only reason it's an issue is that if by chance there's somebody, then he's not, you know.
How well did the birther card work last time it got played? It didn't work.
It's just dumb. And Trump, I don't know why he wastes his energy on it. But, I mean, again, I like the back and forth because if Trump's the nominee, that'll be him and Hillary. And would you love to see that on a real issue? Wow. What'd you think of that? Tell us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel USA.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I saw you on the Senate floor flip your vote on crop insurance because they told you it would help you in Iowa. And last week we all saw you flip your vote on ethanol in Iowa for the same reason. That is not consistent conservatism. That is political calculation.
I ask you to stand with me, fight with me, vote for me, citizens. It is time to take our future back, time to take our politics back. It is time to take our government back, citizens. It is time. We must take our country back.
And as Carly Fiorina, the first debate, and you didn't hear the raucous applause that followed it. Pretty darn good. What's on your mind? Welcomes your calls. 800-228-0550. Brought to you today by B-Mobile, North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. You find them at Bismarck across from Lowe's, South Fargo, next to the Bowler at 2790 South University, North Fargo in the Happy Harry's Plaza. That's right, Verizon, the name you know. And trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. You know what, Verizon, they like to say, because every moment matters, and that's what you'll love about B-Mobile. Local, family-owned company, carry all the latest smartphones and tablets to keep you connected, along with the personalized customer service you deserve without the lines and the hassles. Verizon is everywhere you're at home, the lakes, and beyond. To find a location near you, bmobile.com, connect to communicate. At B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless Premium retailer. Mike and Tioga, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Scott. Great to talk to you. I watched the portion of the debate last night you were discussing moments ago, and I have to tell you, I like Trump. I like Cruz. They're both sharp guys, but I think Trump took the worst brunt of that last night. The Cruz actually shined. I thought he was brilliant.
I agree with you. I think Cruz won. Cruz won the night. Cruz was rock solid. I love that he started with Iran, got a question about something else, said, we're talking about Iran. We're talking about American Armed Forces members on their knees in Iran because of that horrible Iran deal, which I repeat, Heidi Heitkamp, a senator from North Dakota, voted for. I still am
unbelievable.
Just stunned by it. And, of course, now it's over there trying to amend for it, I guess. I don't know. But it's that's not a good deal. Not a good deal at all. I am more and more moving to the Trump camp. I like Ted Cruz, but he's been in the Senate, right? I think the outsider, in other words, Donald Trump as the nominee against Hillary Clinton brings a record amount of voters out to vote for president that are not going to come out for Ted Cruz or a guy I'd love to see leading this thing, Marco Rubio, right now. Marco Rubio is to me the total package, you know, fresh face, young, can communicate, darn good on the policies. I know. You know, some don't like the immigration thing, but I think he's learned his lesson there. But we got to win. You know, we had a 19, we had a win, and then we got to get tough. And then we have a 19. How about this, Mike? What do you think of this? Let's get the little things right first. And in that case, it would be, you know, fix a broken government and this debt for our kids and grandkids. And then we'll worry about the big things. I'm a heart guy. I believe that, you know, we don't have the only crisis we have in this country is a crisis of the heart, right? People say it's a gun crisis. No, that anybody takes a gun, that's a crisis of the heart. There, so to me, it's those issues. But we'll get the little things right first, and then we'll worry about the big things. Get in position to be able to do that, you know?
I think you're spot on, Scott.
Is Trump your guy right now?
Absolutely.
Is that right? Yeah. And I've evolved in that. I'm keeping an open mind through all of this. It's going to be interesting. But, Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Here is another call came in during the break. Let her roll, 800-228-0550.
Good morning. Wintertime here. I'd like to see on a regular basis that you take us down to the Veterans Hospital so we can plug in with our veterans down there. And it's interesting to talk to those guys and gals who were there and keep us freshened up on them. I mean, I thought that would be kind of interesting, kind of respective, and I like the idea. Regular basis, please.
Appreciate
good weekend.
Yeah, you have a good weekend as well. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the suggestion. You know, we get so many suggestions on the show that are marvelous. I mean, you people are just phenomenal. This audience warms my heart. I tell people I've never had more fun on the radio. Not because I get to say what I say, because I get to listen to you. That's a grand example. And we can't act on every idea as good as they are just because we don't have the staff or the capability or the time or resources to be able to do it. But that's one I want to promise you we will. I've been to the Veterans Hospital, the VA hospital in Fargo, and chatted with a veteran, a buddy of mine, DJ Guerrero, who I didn't know well, but I knew who he was. And he was in there having a tough time and like multiple tours in Vietnam and Korea. The guy's just a force. Big NDSU backer. If you're an NDSU fan, you might know DJ Guerrero. But so I've been there, and it really is. It's life changing. And you know, we're doing that Minnesota Wild trip on Sunday, February 28th, and we've got folks signed up from Bismarck and Tioga, and you know, all across the Fruited Plain. We'll take more, and you got to come into Fargo and spend a night. You know, obviously Saturday night, then we head out Sunday morning. Get to the game at, you know, plenty of time for the game at 2. The Wild play the Florida Panthers. How about this? How about we plan a little event to honor some veterans, and I'll talk to the VA so they know it's coming. For anybody that's on the trip that would like to participate on that Saturday afternoon, we'll do late afternoon so you can come in late Saturday and then head out on the 28th with us on the bus. Should we do that? All right, let's plan on that. By the way, it's only $229 per person. Get this great seat at the XL Energy Center and a stress-free bus travel thanks to Dave Noah, Remax Legacy Realty. But the game's going to be great with some former UND skaters and loading the bus up at 6:45 Sunday and heading out. If you want to go, call Marie at 855-200-1776, extension 3 for Marie, and we'll get working on that. Thanks for the call. Great, great suggestion.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.